Chao yo yo bo yo 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 Please be or listen to precious Holy Buddha Dharma within the motivation called the Bodhicitta or the altruistic intention. That is, however, I have to attend the Supreme Prefect and complete Buddhahood or the enlightenment for the purpose of all mother sentient beings as bonds or spans. Any number so there are choice and what ever, Yabushidari. Any question is choice and what a tarim wouldn't pay, question is choice and well, tarim wouldn't pay, Kang Tarjan, any summon the body, any choice in every, any choice in the jelly, truly, any some of them be jelly, any true chick handsome body. Here you are gathering from the different place, different distance. Some of you coming here from the long distance too. Wake up this very early in the morning, and you have motivation that, this morning I have to go to Vrindavan to listen to the Dharma, to see those wonderful statues, and offering to your gurus. You have such a motivations. So however, long distance, short distance, all of you, you came here, gathering here to listen to the Dharma. Whatever you have listened, that's in order to contemplate or thinking, and whatever you contemplate and thinking, that is for the meditations. So through the listening, contemplation, and meditations, we all have to attend, as I just mentioned before, the Supreme Prefect and the complete enlightenment. This month in Tibetan calendar we call the fourth month, and today the 10th of that fourth month. So this month is a very special month for all the Buddhist people who follow the Shakyamuni Buddha, who follow the Shakyamuni Buddha's teaching speech. So this month, all the Buddhists are very busy. All the Buddhists are very busy in this month in order to gain or collect the positive merits and positive karma, in order to abandon or the give of those negative actions from our body, speech, and mind in this month as much as all the Buddhists can. So as we are among them, as we are among the Buddhist people, so therefore whatever those masters, such a master, the great master, His Holiness the Dalai Lama, and all the spiritual master, they always try to focus and give the good speech, special speech, and very special instructions in this month to subdue us, to subdue our samsaric mind, sacred existence mind, to subdue our mind from the negative to the positive, from the positive to the bodhicitta, and so on. So as they try to focus to subdue our mind, so from our side also we have tried to effort and focus to subdue our mind. So this month is the very great and good month. The Shakyamuni Buddha has generated the bodhicitta or the ultimate intention, which is based on the great loving kindness and the great compassion, or the Mahakaruna and the Mahamaitreya in Sanskrit. So after that, he generated the bodhicitta mind. He practiced events after events. He practiced very hardships for benefit those sentient beings. And result of his great practice of the six perfections, he became the very enlightened being. He became the Buddha. He purified all of his negative karma and potentials. He became the enlightened being. After that, he benefits all the sentient beings. Then the songs are Dundan Rama Dinalaya, Nyege Nambasolaya, Dumba Chumende Rangi, Chi Nyawala, Loba Lamji Nekasu, Nyawala, Chi Chumbe Kapsu, and Koranji, she told Dawoshi, the Nyambu Shinda Koro, Tembe Kapsu, Dawo the Tembe, the Nyamta Bainza, Telaya Ninja Chung. As last week I mentioned that the Shakyamuni Buddha, when he was very ordinary living being like us, he was once born in the hell realm with other hell beings, and when he pulling a horse cart with the other partner, the partner is a very poor, weak, and he cannot pull well, and then the Shakyamuni Buddha, when he was ordinary being, he thought that, oh, he was so weak, poor, he cannot carry that horse cart. And then he responds to take carry all of his sufferings and other mother sentient being sufferings on his shoulder. And through that, he generated the bodhicitta or the altruistic intention. Since then, he cherished very much the thought of the altruistic intention and the bodhicitta. Wherever he lived, wherever he go, wherever he met the sentient, all the sentient beings, he always cherished all the sentient beings more than himself, as he generated the bodhicitta thought. In example, I just give the example here. I don't know how to drive the Mercedes car. I don't know how to drive the BMW and Toyota. Sorry to give this example to you, so you know better than me. So someone who came to America, they thought that, oh, driving lessons is very important too. So such person has the motivation to need the driving lessons. Driving license ID card, then they will search where is the DMV in this Long Beach area, where's the DMV in the Garden Grove or the Los Angeles area. Then they see that office, and they will go there to apply the driving license. When they get the driving license, then they thought that, oh, this is very important to you also. So from by the driving license, you came here. Sure, you drive from your place to here with your car. Sure, your nice car, wonderful car, is your necessary, right? So you like it very much. You carry wherever you go your driving license. Like that example, Shakyamuni Buddha always cherished with the bodhicitta. Therefore, Indian scholar Shantideva said that. So the great scholar Shantideva said that all of those Buddhas in the past, they thought that the bodhicitta is a very cherished, very valuable. Then they cherish it and cherish the bodhicitta. And whatever they practice, even give a single food to the animal living beings, even they practice the morality, whatever effort they do, they try to base upon the motivation of the altruistic intention or the Chanjuvisam and the bodhicitta. Therefore, the great scholar who was the author of the Lamp for the Path to Enlightenment, Bodhipatha Pradip in Sanskrit, and the Guru Atisha also thought that the great bodhicitta is very important to attain the full enlightenment and complete enlightenment. Dejalaya, and then the Majumedaranigi, Namsi, Marmetu, Sambadar Sanjay, Namsi, the Sanjay, Marmetu, the Sanjay, and Shinsula Sobalayan, she gave on Hikeva. Shabapuni, any sonam de Sosa, Bamba Nugomaya, any Shigi Sosaya Laya, Bezina, the number Shindu, the Bachimendi, Sanje, Dinting Madonna, Dindi, Tudon, Dindi, Dindon, Dindela, Shabapu, Sonamsa, Sonam de Soda, Shigi Sonisa, Sabe Lajelaya, and she convoluted with some Lanshin. You want to do some machine, any pet zen you bad indeed. Any seba handy zena yang, she, something with damn Hindu the same way, and Sunday Kobar Mushindi, nearby him. After he generated the bodhicitta or the altruistic intentions, he offered the other Buddhas, Buddha Rinchensu, Buddha Marmese, and so on. The Shakyamuni Buddha, when he was ordinary beings, he offered to all of those holy Buddhas, it said that he offered to the 75 Buddhas at the, when he practiced and efforts the the first even, and second even he offered the 76 Buddhas, 76,000 Buddhas, and third he offered to the 77 Buddhas in order to collect those collections, the two types of collections, the collections of the merit and the collections of the wisdom. The one is the method side, and other is what we call the merit side. And Shakyamuni Buddha generated the bodhicitta, and he meditated upon the emptiness in order to receive the collections of the wisdom side. After that, as the Nagarjuna said, that the Nagarjuna said that he prayed that he collect the merits of the two types of the merits, the one type of the merit what we call the merits, and other what we call the wisdom's collections. And after that, we can attain the full enlightenment. After that, the Shakyamuni Buddha attained the complete enlightenment, what we call the Dharmakaya, and the state of the Rupakaya. Dharmakaya, what we call the truth body, and the Rupakaya, what we call the form body. So he attained that form Buddha body. So that's the as the relationship with the, this month. So in the past biography, we also, in order to attain the complete enlightenment, we also need to generate the bodhicitta or the altruistic intentions. Then we have to analyze how we can generate the bodhicitta. Is there any instructions? Is there any books? Is there any sentient beings to practice the bodhicitta? Then we know that there is. Tanda song zang aran zu gyula ya chanju visem ke gu gu ya ba yin zang an chanju visem ke be chi gyu khari yu she ta ni chi gyu chanju visem she nye ta chanju visem nyan chi ben be chi chue den de ta ane chi chanju visem ke gi gyu khari du zhe ni ane gyu de da lang zi ane be zhen xe na chanju visem ke rungwa re de yore Therefore, if we practice, then we will check those, what are those the instructions of the bodhicitta, the cause and effects, and then changing self, cherishing, and then cherishing of the others. And then we enjoy and wish to read and listen about those wonderful subjects and the teachings. And through that, we can purify all of our negativities. Through that, we can attain our future bright Buddha, our future bright Rupakaya, our future bright Dharmakaya. Dharmakaya, the truth Buddha, which purify, when we purify all of our mental negativities and mental potentials, when we become our mind very, very clean mind, very pure mind, and when we become our physical body, this heavy physical body, my physical body, very heavy wherever to go, and not so clean. So I have to take the shower, put the sand, some I need the sand, the bodies, to good smell, need the many samsaric materials to serve this samsaric physical body. So if I attain the enlightenment, then that physical body is not like this body, very pure body, manjo with a different mouth and examples, very wonderful body. So we wish to attain that very wonderful Rupakaya, very wonderful Dharmakaya. As I explained, very short, I cannot explain in very detail. You will read and listen from the masters. And last time, I forgot one thing, was say that last Sunday I talked about how to how to teach the Dharma, with that, how to listen to the Dharma. In it says that some master sit on the very low place, and the student should not sit in the very high place. And when student listen to the Dharma, the student should not wearing the head, and then they should not take the arms or the violent things, knife and so on. When you listen to the Dharma, you should not bring the knife and then arms and so on. When you listen to the Dharma, you should be sit lower than the master. That's the traditional way of how to listen to the Dharma, through the biography also, through the teachings of the great scholar, Lama Tsongkhapa also, the teachings of the great Guru Adisha, of course, and the Shantideva, of course. And therefore, if we background here, and here it says that Rabdo Mabe Tenla Do Duwepe Ne Namba Ki Gata Tenbe Miji Da Tsiki Tiji Tungwa Shin Jum Jukye De Chun Yin Chi Sungwa Tar Shwe Senbe Ne Gap Su Chik 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 Denpa Po De La Ya Kukui Shab Sha Chi Ani Shwe Senbe Che La Ya Chik Denpa Po Ti Ani Kwe Tien Yang Ni Yang Du Ani Chen Kukui Yore Tenla Sungza Shwe Senbe Ne Gap Su Ani Shishin Tuwa Tuda Shishin Tuwa Sla Ni Shwe Sen Sen Che La Ya Ani Rangi Ani Semju Shishin Tuwa Chi Yung Kukui Yore. And here it says that the Prince Chandra told to his disciple, the son of Siddhartha, he told that, oh, son of Siddhartha, you should be sit lower than me, and be disciplined your physical body and mind, and watching to me with your smile, with your interesting eyes, and watch to me, and listen my Dharma very careful. Listen my Dharma as your instructions, listen my Dharma as your medicine for the next good rebirth. The Dharma is the medicine for our purify our free from the samsara to attain the nirvana. And the Dharma is in order to attain the fully enlightened. Therefore, you should be respect to that Dharma master and listen with a very enjoy and happy mood. So here, when I taught the Dharma, it said like that. After that, what I forgot last Sunday is that there is a special permission and a special way that if the Dharma student is not well, if he is sick, then he can sit as comfortable as he likes. He can sit on the chair, and then he can, if the weather is very hot, he might begin with the umbrella, and that's the umbrella, that's the permission for the students who are not very well. Otherwise, we should follow what the what are those required for listening the Dharma or the talk when we talk the Dharma. Then some of the Nepal are yamin say in Bali. She Nepal the number then they know. She could be a one then they know. Nidu Nima Sabu then they know. Nidu Puni Shri Sen Bali then they know. Missy any Nawa then they Yungu is there. Di Jela yamin she. Chitang As we go to the background of the Lam Rim teaching or the teachings of the path to enlightenment, and here it says, when you listen to the Dharma, be abandoned those three faults. when you listen to the Dharma, and you should have those six recognitions. So in these teachings, when I observe and watch, I'm guessing, I'm not sure. So then it's very difficult from the disciple and student side. Such qualities, all qualities, it's very difficult. I just give the example. If there are the 100 students who listen to the Dharma, maybe the 10 students are the very qualified students. And not only from your side, and from our side also, when we talk the Dharma. And here it says, oh, when you talk the Dharma, you need such a motivation, you need such a behavior, and so on. And when I watch, observe, and myself, then for myself also, it's very difficult. Such a person like me, if there is 100 teachers, and maybe 10 teachers, maybe have those qualities. But it's very difficult to have those qualities. So here in the Lamrim teachings, the great scholar Lama Tsongkhapa expressed that the greatness of the author, to the greatness of the who preached the Dharma, the greatness of the author, and then the greatness of the teachings, and the greatness of the how to list those, and then how to listen and expand those teachings. So such are the great masters like the Guru Atisha, who has the real those qualities, the Guru Tsongkhapa, who has those real qualities. And unfortunately, if I mix here with the subject of the impermanence, so such great masters have those qualities, but in the past, it says in the sutra, in Lamrim teaching, it says that the So the Shikyamuni Buddha arrived in this world, and at the end, in the Kushalnagara, he passed away there in Kushalnagara. Then that place called, that place is the holy place of the Shikyamuni Buddha. He was passed in this place, Kushalnagara, when he was 81 years old. And after that, the Indian scholar Nagarjuna, he passed away. Ayasanga passed away. And Guru Atisha was passed away, went to the Parinirvana in Tibet. And great scholar Tsongkhapa was passed away in the Ganden Monastery. Now it's the ruins in Tibet, he passed away there. When we listen to the Dharma this many times, then what we think that we will not die. Too. We plan many. We are human beings. We think that we are more intelligent those than the animal living beings. Then we plan many and many. In Lamrim it says, "Kaya sanje rang sanje sanje namje nyetu kyang ulu dina ponze na kibu tamye mejiko." In Lamrim it said that those Buddhas passed away. Those arhats passed away, went to the parinirvana. Those Pratyeka Buddha, solitary realizer, passed away. And then it said that how, if you are ordinary being, how you can remain in this world. In the other meaning, it says we cannot remain in this body as a permanent, but we thought that we will still remain very long time. Therefore, we survive, we do for this life, we construct for this life. We cannot control the thought of the permanent. We don't thinking about the benefits of the death. Birth, I, not you, okay? I don't think about the benefits of thinking the impermanence and the death, and then ignoring upon the death when the death comes, regret. Therefore, the Guru Tsongkhapa advised to us, be contemplate on the subject of the impermanence. Before that, contemplate how our life is very precious, how our human life is very precious. This is my just, by the way, I talk you about the impermanence. Therefore, the great scholar Tsongkhapa said that after you listen to the Dharma, after I taught the Dharma, at the end, be dedicated with a very strong motivation. It said, be dedicated with strong motivation, because we should not waste what you listen. I don't want to waste what I taught. Therefore, it's true that we have to dedicate with a strong, with a single pointed, of course, in ordinary lifestyle, right? You are running from the, we are running at the morning, 8 o'clock, to our office, to our work, and then come back after 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock. At hours we walk, we run to, at the evening, night, we setting the alarm clock in order to wake up a correct time in the morning too, in order to earn the money, to in order to earn money, in order to reach our bank. So that's a very nice bank. That's enjoy to watch those banks too. Sometimes the bank name BA, Bank of America, and then some the Citibank, and some the Vietnamese American bank, and then Chinese Trust Bank, and then the different bank, the Farmer and Merchant Bank. Then we choose the bank to, oh, I want to deposit my bank in the Citibank. I want to deposit my currency in the Bank of America. I want to deposit my money in this and that bank. So we chose that bank, we deposit that bank. Because if you don't deposit the money in the bank, then we might thought that I received this currency with a very hard work. So the people who give me this money, not easy to give by him. I do the 8 hours every day in the 1 week, 40 hours, and then month, year, I earn those money. I should not lose those money. Therefore, we deposit the money in the bank, and then there is no limit from us to deposit the bank money in the bank. If we deposit $1,000, we might think that I should be deposit $10,000. If I deposit $10,000, I might think that I should be $100,000 I will deposit in the bank. Because not to waste those money. So like that example, whatever we collected the merit, positive karmas, the great scholars in Kepa, that we dedicate those merits, those positive karmas. And up to the great scholars in Kepa said that, Therefore, the great scholars in Kepa said that someone listen the Dharma, who understand how to listen the Dharma, and then he followed that, how to listen the Dharma. Someone who taught the Dharma, he followed that the, what the Sutra said, what the Shastra or the teaching said, how to talk the Dharma, then they will receive the benefits, advantages, profits of listening the Dharma, profits of the teaching the Dharma. After that, they will not, whatever they created in the past, the negative karmic obstructions, negative karma, whatever created in the past, someone who don't understand how to listen the Dharma, someone who don't understand how to teach the Dharma, such a person like me, whatever we create the negative karmic in the past, we can purify those, and in the future, in just to listen the Dharma, in the future, will not create the new negative karma. They stop to create the new negative karma. Yeah, Ramasuji. Therefore, such a person like me, it's very difficult to explain the Shakyamuni Buddha's teaching, explain the teachings of the Shantidevas, the teachings of the Guru Atisha and Lama Tsongkhapa. Such a great teachings is very profound to me. So, however, I don't understand how to teach the Dharma very well, not well, and from your side, please, you should be understand from your side. And then after that, the great scholar Tsongkhapa, the first here, stop here in the Tibetan grammar, it said that therefore, because of that is very important, how to listen the Dharma, that's important, how to talk the Dharma, that's important, therefore those Dharma master in the past, before the great scroll Tsongkhapa. So when he composed it, he said that, and then those great masters do very careful and pay attention to talk the Dharma to the students, and they try to the student, they should be understand those qualities, they should be understand how to listen the Dharma. Therefore, they pay very attention and focus on this subject before they give the real instruction. True. In general and in special, it's said that the teaching lineage master of the Lamrim for the path to enlightenment, they pay more attention, more focus how to explain the Dharma, how to listen the Dharma. This subject, they pay more focus of it because there is a reason. Oh, tenda sonza tan nye kang le yan shue chik jie xie ruo. Tenda sonza chue nian gen ki sushin du nian ba ta shi gen ki sushin du xie ba yin na en shue de be peng yuan de le rang yin la shue de be peng yuan yung guo le nian gab di peng yuan de rang yin chik jie wa qi ma mun du kui ba ta ba. Yan ta de ta da nga rong se mi lu mu shi ta wo ra kia rang se mi ge ji xie guo le en mi ka la san guo le en mi xie de mi xie guo le nang ba sang jie be qie le ci yu le nang ba sang jie be qie nian guo le nang ba sang jie be lama da den ba xie jie tu ba da lama da qie de mi qie guo le te xiu mi lu mu shi top di yu le tenje mi lu mu shi di to ba nang xin tan de qie ci jin de sen qie jin de nian lian qie ba yin en yang jie wa qi ma yan te xiu mi lu mu shi di da bu ji en ta bei yu le ne ge ji guo ba de la en ta de ji guo ba la yan ji jie wa qi ma shi tian du de ren de wa ta bei guo ba yan en 反正就是就没有人不信第一点就别有的，那呢，国邦拉那边吧，三界就国邦人不信啊，天朝就没有人不信第一怎么样？那呢，就别有没有办法的，别呢，呃，确实呢，呃，这，呃，没了解吧，就我颜色吧，谁记得？呃，三界就国邦他吧罗。So here it says that from your listening, you listen the Dharma, practice the Dharma, meditate. And then you can attain the next good rebirth, like this human rebirth. We are human beings, we talking each other the human language, we eating the human food, we wearing the human beings' clothes, man and woman's clothes. And then we met the Buddha Shakyamuni Dharma in general, we met the great and very pure Dharma of Lama Tsongkhapa in this life. So we practice in this life, and then we can attend the next good rebirth, such rebirth like this. And then from listening to the Dharma, understand, practice, contemplating, meditation, and then we can attend the Nirvana, ultimate happiness. Happiness never have a suffering. And at the end, also the best result, the best fruit, we can attend the fully enlightened man, Buddhahood, the supreme enlightenment on the omniscience. And from the listening, listening, and through listening, contemplate and practice and attain that enlightenment. Such examples, like the example in the pose, the Kyukyuba master Milarepa, who attained the enlightenment in the one life, and the Gelugpa master, what we call the Jawa Ensapa Losan Tintu, also Jawa Ensapa Losan Tintu, also attain the full enlightenment in this life. I don't understand the many teachings of the Jawa Ensapa, but I once remember that the Jawa Ensapa once said that when you get Mila Reba Tan, that you get Losan Tintu Bla, Gyawa Ensapa said that in the past time, the Milarepa, in the present time, Gyawa Ensapa, he gave the example, who arrived the enlightenment in one form of human life. So we wish such a great practitioner, and we also practice very hard. It's very helpful to us. Sometimes when we practice the Dharma, the sleep comes, right? When we hardship on the Dharma practice, then obstacles, then we're thinking about those great practitioners. It makes our practice more easier and easier. Yang di jela ya jamu lama cuy jabat sanga pasin berkhidmat sana lah na dina orang di gang di sana lah lamrin di dina lah ya dina sana jamu lama cuy jabat sanga pasin ber lamrin di dina lah ya si dia tiada dina ni berjang tamju cerita pin sana sana cerita kanji tenjegi cuy ni berada ini siapa susun tu siapa ini tenjegi siapa ini dia ya si dia pinya tukar sana lah in the The experience song of the Lamrim by the great scholar Tsongkhapa said that someone who take those qualities and then they listen even a short moment, then they will receive the benefits of listening Dharma. Even a short moment, they will receive the benefits of listening the Dharma. 所以，真的，真的，真的，你别讲，他们就晓得，偏，特别偏远，老百姓基本上也别提点什么事了。 今年呀，今年咱们全部弄的，今年那边蛮热闹嘛，就为缺少了很多，缺少了，加些我这咱们新疆好多的爸爸，但是今年缺点人，我们别着急，就话，就话去忙完了，然后，今年节送一下的，去去去，去去新疆蛮热的，今年看这用过了呢，但是可惜的，去身边那个什么，当啊，去年个六月份是吧？可是去年个六月份呢，这。 我去年个六月份，可是去年个六月份呢，人家是Sandra去年个六月份，我去年个六月份，Monica去年个六月份，我去年个六月份来着的。然后呢，这个Pedro去年个六月份，我去年个六月份来着。然后呢，我今年给他，去年年圣诞的，今年年八月份，今年七八月份呢，人家让你，人家去圣诞节，人家三个聚会要嘛嘿。So here, the great scholar Tsongkhapa said that that's a great instructions. Therefore, someone who don't understand how to listen to the Dharma, and then they don't change their minds to the positive way, whether the master talk about very profound meaning, very vast meaning, whatever the master talk, who listen to the Dharma, he seems like the example with a very helpful deity as a very transformed into demons that gives the example about the great scholar Tsongkhapa like that the Dharma goes to the help to our delusions these things many happened therefore I just give the example in Tibetan too. I just give the example sometimes when we listen to the Dharma if I am one person, then I may thought that, oh, today I will go to listen to the Dharma because Monica is going to listen to the Dharma. I want to challenge with her. I want to go to the listen to the Dharma because Pedro is going to listen to the Dharma. I want to better than the Pedro, and Pedro want and lower than me. Therefore, I will go to listen to the Dharma. Then he arrived to the Dharma place, and he listened to the Dharma, whatever the master talk, the great master talk, the Dharma, such a profound about the emptiness. Such a vast subject like the Bodhicitta, the method side, and the very sad subject about the impermanence. So whatever the master talk the Dharma to that person, and that person not successfully to listen the Dharma, goes mixed with a very deluded mind that makes his listening very dirty, very bad, I can say. Therefore, if it happened, then very difficult to cure it. Then the great scholar Tsongkhapa gives the example of that Hladudu Bhavatar Tsongbhatar. Then give the it is a Dharma. The teaching is the Dharma, but it doesn't help to him. And then if that person seems like a holy person, a Dharma listener, but what he doing, act role and in towards the act and action like an evil being. So that's very dangerous. Therefore, the example that ཁྱི ཕྱད མ རང གི ཁྱི ཕྱི ཁྱི 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 nyamong chos yuba na tenda wadi ani chue de ani pemese khapo yinsare che nyamba de ne de songe de kesi mo yinza tenda be ani che kha du du ma ba ba ani che nyamba nyamong chos mando de ani pemese kesi mo che nyamba de nyamong be chos yula ani dile ya ani che de khapo shujira. In our example, too, there's a one fire station here in the Loma Avenue. We have one fire station, too. 411 fire station. And although you have Garden Grove, you have fire station. And Los Angeles, you have fire station, too. When the fire catch on the one building, too, which is constructed by the wooden building, when it caught the fire, then we phone to the fire station. The fire station will come very immediately in this country too. They are very free on the road, they come immediately. And then they throw the water on that building again and again, very much amount of water to extinguish that fire. That's right. So what happened if there will be fire in the ocean? If there will be fire on the water, then what happened? We cannot reduce it. There's no method, because the antidote of fire is the water. If the water has fire, then there's no method. So like that example, the great master and the teacher said that when we listen to the Dharma, at that time, if we arise the delusions, and then it helped to promote it help and support to the delusions, then that's very difficult to make up, to correct, to cure, very difficult to cure. Therefore, the great master, they said at the beginning, pre-request of the Lamrim teachings, it's very important to understand how to listen to the Dharma, how to talk the Dharma. Yang Machu was yet, Kachin would see water. So what Chin Machu, Ninim Machu, Sumi Machu, Shin Machu, and so what Chung, Dawa Yongzo Yipado, Nimachunga, Lega Machu, Yung War. So what Chin shoes and Nin shoes, Sumi shoes, Shin shoes, water. Yan depend on she, and Chin, Manin Benegapsu, Chimus, Chimushila, Machu Benegapsu, Chimushila, Juben Wendo, and in Wendu Capsia, and in Manzi Machu Bachiedi, and Kachin Buris, Chambula Machu gave a song of a chimbu, Maranzoya, and Dam Langori. Ani lapsi kyun nangwar ta ma de uji kyan zhe shi ne sam zhi shi ge ni sai chi mi de ma ro ne sam zhi ni de shi ro therefore the what we call the increasing moon to first date, second date, third date until the 15th. In the 15th the moon is full. So whatever we starting the good job, good activities, we should not wrong at the beginning of the first date. If we did the wrong in the first date, then it goes wrong to the second date, third date, like that. So therefore, the great scholar Tsongkhapa advised to us with his very compassionate thought, very loving kindness thought to us. As when he writes the Lamrim teaching, he said that I will express this with a very good motivation. So therefore, he expressed it with a very good motivation to us. From my side, I just suggest to you, as a friendly way to, I don't understand how to give you the advice to you, so I cannot give the advice to you, but I said that the great scholar Tsongkhapa advised to us with his great compassion. So at the beginning, we should not be wrong at the beginning. We should be right at the beginning. Therefore, in example, so when you find such a good job, so if I ever find such a good job in the Home Depot, if I have a good job in the supermarket, a mall, and then they appointed me, oh, you have a job, good job, okay, I will give you a good job, and then the June 1st, you will come here. It's your first day, June 1st. Too. So at the night of the May 31st or May 30th, we met, we prepare to the next day. Too. We should be very right at the time. At the clock, exactly at there, before 8 o'clock, we're waiting outside. Too. Before the manager comes, we're waiting outside. Too. I'm ready here to my job. I applied, I'm ready here at my job. Then, oh, manager said that, oh, it's very good. Today is your first day job. And then first day, second day, and third day. And then Friday, you will give the payment to the check to deposit to your American bank, to deposit to your the bank, to a farm and nature bank, and then the United Bank, then I cannot calculate all of those banks. So enjoy to deposit those money too. So at the beginning, he or she, Pedro should be very careful at the beginning too. And then the John should be very careful at the beginning. And then the Hung should be very careful at the beginning. Tenzin, Tashi, Losang, Tsultim, whatever person is too, is there, they should be very beginning at the beginning too, very careful at the beginning. Like that example, we should be very careful at the beginning. And then we say that Dambadin Bengwede Shoni Diyin Bechiros, Didani Sigmasu Doni Che Jeba Nam Gyubate, Jeba Nishen Nishepa Chango, Dambadin Bengwede Cho Shie Sin, Cho Shie Sin Do, Shiba Dambangu Jiloma Jida Jive Rinpala Ni, Lamji Zawa Shingin Tembe Suda Tene Lo Jida Jive Rinpala. So, the great scholar, Tsongkhapa said in his the commentary of the Lamrim teachings, part two in Latin, meant he said that these are the very short points, the key points of how to listen the Dharma, how to talk the Dharma, and in detail you should be understand from the different texts, different books, you should be understand. So these are the prerequisites or the primarily required to listen the actual instructions, and then actual instructions. He talked about the actual instructions in the two parts. One part about what we call the how to rely on the guru or the master, and then other someone who rely on the master, how to train their mind. After he has prepared those instructions. So today I finished the pre-requisite or primary in order to receive the all instructions of the path to the enlightenment. And with this, whenever you listen the Dharma, you should be understand how to listen the Dharma. I also have to take care about how to talk the Dharma. Last time, I remember, once I concluded my Dharma last week, that we found such a human precious life. Therefore, in Tibetan, we said that Amitya Rinpoche, Tade Milu Rinchen Se, Tade Milu Rinpoche, Shima Yangu Malung An, Sumbatar, and Chik Maransu, Kiwa Nimegi, Chik Machu Bachene, and Kiwa Dilaya, Tenjo Milu Rinpoche, Tobio, Shua. Tenjo Milu Rinpoche, Top, and Tenjo Milu Rinpoche, Tobinani, and Chik Kasheni Chik Kurlaki, Kasheni Jagalaki, Kasheni Chik Vietnamaki, Kasheni Americalaki, Kasheni Ra, Yan Japan Laki, Korea Ki, and this Tejo Milu Rinpoche, Tikin, Tejo Milu Rinpoche, Tobio, Shua. 대조 밀리르 머진디 토베 낭네 에너지 하란세지 대조 밀리르 머진디 민더스 저우시 차 삼로야보 당는 원에 민더스 제다 니망아디 덴데라에 지 최생규 라바디 시라 게버 삼로로 last time I said that the as Tibetan we says the oh previous precious life you have present me this human form of life our previous life presented us this form of human life too. Some of us are born in Tibet, some of us born in Vietnam, some of us born in America and the Korea, different place we born, Mongolia, different place we born. And if we analyze what those human beings are doing in this life, the human beings who don't understand the Dharma, what they're doing in this life, what we listen in this life, then we may think that, oh, this is precious human life. What I listen is right. I listen the Dharma. What I see, the Dharma textbook, the Guru, Masters, Dharma friends, all correct. Then we might thought that, we can thought that, oh, I'm a very good person. I'm a very lucky person. In general, we met the Shakyamuni Buddha Dharma in general. And in particular, we met the very pure Dharma of the great scholar, Master Tsongkhapa, the teachings who comes from through the lineage master of the Guru Atisha, such a very kind and holy being, who is the thought of the Bodhicitta. Therefore, he preached Dharma taught the lamb for the path to enlightenment. Then we recognize that, oh, it's a good. We are born in this human being. We understand the Dharma. And after that, there's another advice of those masters. What is that? That advice is that, Tade, Gyawa Rinpoche, Shimba Yangdu, Majuwa. Sumba Nanshin, Tade, Miri Rinpoche, Top Yorede, Yineya, Topa Dila Yanga Ranzola, Lengen Yore, Lengen Hari Yorana, Shi Mata, Gyawa Chima, Yangla, Nyendola Ya, and Shi Maji Edi, Haranzola Yore, Tian Shi Nyasona, Kia Maji Sinha Dranzola, Damba Yomarwa, Shi Le Naposana, Di Jebu Nyasona, Le Kapusana, Di Jebu, Shi Mundu Kopan Yinza, Tade, and Gyawa Rinpochen, Di Chima, Nyasona, Maji Echedu, Tiba, Mijewa, Haranzi Pong Kang Tudu Chiedi, Kie Chimbu. Insare, ah. Lama Komazi, Kinshibo, Sung Shore, Kuranzi Namni Tony, Jamu Lama Shi, Jabuzonga, Shimbu, Nani, Nejuni, Janamne, Tadaji, Tadiki, and Shinchansilo, Sung Shore. Tangazo, the rest of the region, Namni Mera Inza, Tende Insare, and Nana Yapu Yores, Lanfie, and Little Uda. Therefore, we have response in this precious human life. We should not fall down in the lower realm in our next rebirth. Therefore, we have to collect more positive karma. I just said that, you may collect more positive. It is good. I just give you a suggestion. I don't have the confidence to talk that, you should practice the positive karma. I don't have confidence to talk that. Because when I observe what's my practice, it's very hard to say it. So it's very hard to say that. The great scholars in Kirpa and so on, they can say that because in his experience I'm the yogi who practice in this way and you should be practice in this way. They advise in the direct too. I practice in this way, you should be practice in this way. So from my side, it's very hard to say that word. So it's better to say that, it's a good if you practice in this way. It's a nice, it's a good. So we have no choice next rebirth. If we collected more positive karma, then good rebirth. If we collected more negative karma, then bad rebirth. It depends on our practice. So please don't think that, oh, today he talked much to us. Today the Sagitawa, he talked much. Okay. And then it says that the great some master, I remember that Dharma master, they said that when somebody taught the Dharma, he taught very much. And in the field of practice, then from my side, I'm really ashamed to you to talk such a lot of Dharma in this morning. Such a lot of Dharma. And then for me, it's true that the speaking and talking is like a bubble of water. Much bubble of water. When it comes in the practice, it's like a gold, a very little. However, at the end, we should dedicate whatever you listen, whatever I talk, as the gurus dedicate in this way. In the short, the dedications, the dedicate to remain the his spiritual master, such as His Holiness the 14th Dalai Lama, the Tenzin Gyatso, and the other all masters may remain very long life, very healthy life. And with this, the Dharma in general and the great Dharma of the scholar Lama Tsongkhapa remain very long, and all the sentient beings never have sufferings and starvations. In short, all mother sentient beings may free from two types of obscurations of the delusions and the knowledge, and may they all attain the enlightenment very quickly. With this, so with this we dedication, okay.
Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you very much, everybody.